Have you ever blinked and suddenly it's a new month and you're like, wait, what even happened last month? You had goals, big dreams, maybe even a whole plan written in your calendar, and you know for a fact you were working hard all month, like really hard. And yet, some things got done, some didn't, and now here you are, wondering where the time went, hoping you made actual progress. And likely overwhelmed thinking about all the things you want to tackle next month as you race on to the next thing. I see this happen all the time with entrepreneurs, and I've had it happen plenty of times myself. We're so focused on the next thing, the next launch, the next goal, that we rarely stop long enough to ask what actually worked, what slowed me down. And what do I need to adjust to move forward without spinning my wheels? Because here's the thing, growth doesn't come from constantly keeping our foot on the gas. It comes from pausing long enough to look in the rearview mirror, check under the hood, see what's actually working, what's not, and what needs to shift. So today, as we are nearing the end of February, with March just a few short days away, I want to share with you my monthly reset ritual, a simple, repeatable process that you can use every month to help you reflect on your progress, clear out the mental clutter, and step into the new month feeling clear, confident, and in control. This isn't just another goal-setting exercise, though that's important too. And it's not about making an overwhelming to-do list or overanalyzing every metric. It's about thriving anyway, because no matter what the last month looked like, whether it was full of wins, full of struggles, or some weird complicated mix of both, you get to start fresh. You get to move forward. And I want to help you do exactly that. So let's pause together for a second, not in a hit the brakes kind of way, but in a let's actually absorb this kind of way. And let's reset together. Welcome to Thrive Anyway, the podcast for creative entrepreneurs with big dreams who know that success isn't a straight line. It's a beautifully messy journey. In case we haven't met yet, my name is Manny Dobuzinski, a busy Midwest boy mom and recovering perfectionist who turned my creativity into multiple six-figure handmade and print-on-demand businesses, generating over $1 million in revenue along the way. From the big wins to the messy middles and all the lessons and laughs in between, we're here to show up, take action, and prove that no matter what life throws at you, you can thrive anyway. Let's get into it. All right, we're going to jump right in with step one in our monthly ritual, celebrate and reflect. First things first, before we even think about what needs fixing or adjusting, let's take a second to celebrate, because here's something I've noticed. Entrepreneurs are really good at chasing goals, but we're really bad at acknowledging our own progress. We hit a milestone, and instead of taking a moment to appreciate it, we're already asking, okay, what's next? And that's how you end up in this constant cycle of doing more, but never feeling like enough. You just keep moving the goalpost. So today, I want to shift that. Let's pause. Let's actually take stock of what's happening in your business. Not just what you planned, but what actually unfolded. Think back to the last month. What worked? What moved the needle? Here are a few things to consider as you do this. What were your goals last month? And be honest, were they actually achievable? Or did you set yourself up with unrealistic expectations? What actually got done? Even if it wasn't part of the original plan, what went better than expected? Sometimes we're so focused on our own idea of success that we don't notice when unexpected wins show up. What felt effortless? Because progress doesn't always have to feel like an uphill battle. And where did you see small wins that could lead to bigger wins? While you're pondering that, let's go a little deeper. Too often, we only celebrate results, the sales, the revenue, the engagement numbers, or the vanity metrics like follower counts. But what about the less obvious forms of growth? Maybe you realized a niche isn't working for you and now you're pivoting. Maybe you figured out a more efficient way to create designs. Maybe you overcame resistance and listed something even though you were second-guessing yourself. Or maybe you just finally got better at sticking to a routine instead of working in chaos. That's real progress too. Let's say your goal this past month was to add 50 new listings, but life happened and you only listed 35. At first glance, you might feel like you failed or didn't hit the mark. But here's another way to look at that. Did you learn something about what works? Did you improve your process? Did you create a listing that has already started resonating with customers, perhaps in terms of visits or favorites? Because that is still forward motion. And if you ignore those insights just because the number didn't match what you had in your head, you're missing the bigger picture. Here's another little trick you can use for this. What would you celebrate if it happened to someone else? Sometimes we're our own worst critics. If you haven't met my friend Betty the Inner Critic yet, go take a listen to episode 2. So here's the trick. If a fellow entrepreneur told you they accomplished what you did this last month, how would you respond? Would you say, "Wow, that's amazing. You should be so proud"? Because if you'd say that to someone else, why aren't you saying it to yourself? See how that shifts things? We are so quick to dismiss our own progress, but we'll happily cheer on someone else for the exact same thing. So today, I want you to put on your best friend voice, the one you'd use for someone else, and celebrate your own progress. Grab a notebook or say it out loud if you're driving, and list at least 3 things you're proud of from this last month. Big, small, doesn't matter. If it moved you forward, it counts. Got them? Good. Now let's move on. Step 2 in our monthly ritual. Identify roadblocks and adjust. This is all about finding clarity without shame. Now that we've celebrated what went well, let's talk about what didn't. But listen, this is not the part where we spiral into self-doubt or start tallying up all the things we should have done. This is about clarity, because clarity is power. And when we're willing to get honest without judgment, we can actually start making the shifts that lead to real progress. So I want you to ask yourself, where did I struggle in the last month? What goals perhaps didn't get done? What's still in progress? What didn't even get started? Or what slowed me down, externally or internally? Now hang on, before you answer, let's talk about how to approach this. Because your instinct, if it's anything like mine, is probably to just start making a list of all the things you failed at and let that inner critic have a field day. But instead of saying, "I just wasn't disciplined enough," or "I wasted so much time," let's dig a little deeper. What's the real reason behind the roadblock? Because not hitting a goal isn't just about not working hard enough. Did perfectionism slow you down? Did you keep tweaking that design instead of just listing it? Did comparison kill your confidence, like spending hours scrolling and feeling like you'd never measure up? Were you overcome with shiny objects and wanting to try so many new things that you ended up not making progress in any particular direction? Or, which happens a lot for me, were you spread too thin? Did you take on too much or feel paralyzed by the sheer number of things on your plate? Did you fall into the trap of productive procrastination, like convincing yourself you were working because you were organizing files and watching tutorials instead of actually getting to a place of implementation? Or maybe life just happened. There's been an insane amount of illness going around this winter. My own family went through COVID and the flu and this darn 100-day cough. Perhaps family just needed you, or your motivation simply dipped. And if that's the case, I need you to hear this. That doesn't mean you failed or that you're behind. It means you're human. And as humans, we get to adapt and give ourselves grace when we need to adapt. So here's the real pivot in all of this. As you're looking at where you struggled last month, the things that slowed you down or drained your energy or kept you spinning your wheels, here's the key. You don't have to keep carrying those same struggles into the next month. Because success isn't about getting everything perfect. It's about recognizing what's not working along the way and making small intentional adjustments that actually move you forward. And sometimes the smallest adjustment can shift everything. If perfectionism held you back, what if you set a rule? No design gets more than 30 minutes of tweaks before it goes live. If shiny object syndrome kept you distracted, what if you committed to growing just one product line or one platform instead of bouncing between ideas? If comparison drained your confidence, what if you flipped the script and created before you consumed, designing before opening social media? If overwhelm had you stuck, what if you cut your to-do list in half and focused only on the actions that actually move the needle toward your goals? Small shifts can create big results over time. So with that in mind, I want you to write down one thing, just one, that you're going to adjust going into the new month. Whatever it is, write it down, say it out loud, name it. Because when you name it, we create space for real progress. You may not get it perfect, but I know you are capable of making progress. Which then brings us to step three. Step three is the reset and clearing space for what's next. Now is when we officially start to reset. We've reflected. We've looked at specific things that worked and what didn't. We identified one adjustment we're going to make. And now we wipe the slate clean and step into the new month with fresh energy, renewed focus, and an intentional mindset. Because here's the truth. You can't move forward at full speed if you're still carrying the weight of last month's struggles. So let's make some space, physically and mentally. First, a mindset reset. Before we dive into resetting your workspace, we have to start with the hardest thing to declutter, your thoughts. Because if you're stepping into a new month, already doubting yourself, already carrying the stress of what didn't happen last month, already feeling behind, then no amount of planning, organizing, or listing is going to change how you feel. So let's reset your mindset right now. Here are three things I want you to let go of today. Number one, forgive yourself for what didn't happen last month. Not hitting a goal doesn't mean you failed. It just means life happened. It means we're human. It means you learned something. Remember how we used our best friend voice when celebrating? Same rule applies here. Would you look at a friend and say, Wow, you really dropped the ball last month. Like, how are you even running a business? No, you would not. At least not if you want that friend for very long. You'd say, look at all you did. You're still here. You're still moving forward. That's what matters. Give yourself that same grace. Number two, let go of comparison. We do this thing where we compare our messy middle to someone else's highlight reel. We scroll and see someone having a huge sales month, but we don't see the 2 years they spent building up to it. Your business is on its own timeline, and the only person you need to be competing with is the you from last month. And number three, remind yourself, you're doing better than you think. Here's something no one talks about. Sometimes progress doesn't feel like progress. Sometimes growth just feels like hard work, like uncertainty, like stretching yourself. And then one day you look back and realize all those small steps added up. So let's release the pressure, the guilt, the comparison, and reset our minds for a fresh start. Now, let's move on to resetting your physical space. All right, with this one, take a look around. Does your workspace feel like a place where creativity and success happen? Or does it look like a crime scene where dreams go to die? Be honest. Because here's the truth, your workspace, both online and offline, sets the tone for how you work, create, and show up in your business. If everything feels scattered, it's harder to focus. If your inbox is overflowing, overwhelm can creep in. And if your desk is buried under papers and last week's coffee cups, your brain has to work harder just to function. And that's energy you could be using to be more productive and grow your business. So before we dive into setting priorities for the new month, let's hit reset on your workspace. Not a full deep clean that feels scary and overwhelming. I personally don't like those either. Just a quick, effective declutter that makes an immediate impact. Let's start where we spend most of our time as entrepreneurs, our screens. Instead of tackling everything, pick one area for a quick win. This could be a Canva mini reset. Rename or organize your most used designs into folders, or delete 5 old versions of drafts you'll never touch again. Or you might do a downloads purge on your computer. If you don't know what it is or haven't opened it in like 3 months, it's probably okay to delete it. Or perhaps you need an inbox detox. Unsubscribe from 3 emails you delete every day. I did this recently and it was oddly freeing. I also got rid of a ton of old promotion emails clogging my inbox. Remember your action. Pick one area of focus, set a timer for just like 10 minutes, and take action. Now, look around your desk. Does it feel like a place where great ideas are born, or does it feel like a junk drawer exploded? Take 10 minutes to reset your space. Tackle your pile of doom, like tossing or filing random papers, sticky notes, and old receipts. Or do a quick cup and trash sweep. Grab all the coffee cups, snack wrappers, and dead pens, take them to the sink or trash. Or simply just do a quick wipe down and vibe refresh. A quick dusting, a fresh candle, or a wall art swap can instantly shift your mood. Remember, set a timer for another 10 minutes and focus on just one of these areas. Again, this isn't just about getting organized. It's about removing unnecessary friction from your day-to-day workflow. Less clutter equals fewer distractions. More organization, even just a little, equals faster decision-making. And a refreshed space equals better energy and focus. Okay, So now that we've cleared your space and done a little reset mentally, digitally, and physically, we can step into the new month lighter, clearer, and ready for what's next. Let's keep going into our fourth and final step in this monthly reset. Step four is all about setting priorities for the new month. Focused, intentional action. We've reflected, we've done some letting go, we've reset our mental, digital, and physical spaces, and now it's time to get intentional. Because let's be honest, it's easy to set goals, right? It's easy to say, this is the month I finally take my business to the next level and do all of the things. But here's what separates entrepreneurs who make progress from those who stay stuck. They don't try to do everything. They don't chase 17 different goals all at once. They focus on the right things, the things that actually move them forward. So that's exactly what we're going to do as the final step of this monthly reset ritual. We're not just making another to-do list, we're prioritizing what actually matters. First, I want to talk about identifying what moves the needle and then doubling down. So not all tasks are created equal. Some things feel productive. Hello, endlessly tweaking your website or researching fonts for hours, but they don't actually move the needle. Other things, they create real results. Those are the things we want to focus on. So here's your first priority. What is one thing that will move your business forward in this upcoming month? Not five things, one. If you could only accomplish one big, meaningful thing in your business this month, what would it be? If your business is newer, your priority might be identify my ideal customer and brainstorm product ideas that actually resonate. If your traffic is steady, but sales aren't converting, your priority might be test new pricing designs or listing photos to improve conversions. If your niche is gaining traction, your priority might be expand this niche instead of chasing something brand new. Then I want you to think about where can you double down on what's already working? Remember, you did some reflection earlier. And here's a little secret. You don't always need a new strategy every month. Sometimes success is just about doing more of what's already working. Think about it. What brought in the most sales last month? Which listings got the most engagement, perhaps? What part of your workflow felt easy and productive? Which marketing efforts actually converted? Instead of reinventing the wheel, ask yourself how you can amplify what's already working. If one niche or product is selling well, you don't have to jump to something new. Focus on expanding that product line. Create variations. Own that niche. If a certain marketing strategy worked, don't just celebrate. Systematize it. If you're on social media and Instagram stories drove traffic, schedule more of them. If an email campaign worked, plan another one. If batching your designs helped you stay productive, don't treat it like a lucky break. Make it a non-negotiable habit. Momentum isn't about constantly chasing new ideas. It's also about maximizing what's already working when you see it working. So really think about these two concepts together. What's the one thing that will move your business forward in the new month? And is there an opportunity to leverage something that's already working? Now let's talk about how you're actually going to make it happen. Because having a focus is great, but without action, it's still just an idea. So instead of stopping at, this is what I want to accomplish this coming month, let's break it down into reinforcing actions, the things that will support your focus and keep you in momentum. First, identify a supporting action for your focus. Your supporting action is something that will make your main focus easier, faster, or more effective. Ask yourself, what's one step I can take that will make achieving my goal smoother? What process, system, or tool might help me execute this more efficiently? Here's a few example scenarios. If your main focus, remember, that thing that's going to move you forward, is expanding your top performing niche with 10 to 15 new listings, a supporting action then might be to research trending design styles that could be applied to the niche, or identify one new product type that would appeal to that customer identity for the new listings. Your main focus might be to improve conversion rates by testing new pricing, designs, or listing photos. So a supporting action would be to A/B test 5 listings with different thumbnails or pricing strategies to gather real data. A different main focus might be to increase visibility by doubling down on Instagram because that's driving traffic for your business. A supporting action in that case might be to then batch create 30 days of Instagram stories to promote bestsellers more consistently. Your supporting action should feel strategic and like an intentional stepping stone for your focus, not just more busy work. Next, we're going to commit to a habit shift. Your habit shift is the small, repeatable action that will keep you consistent and prevent you from falling into the set it and forget it trap. Because as we all know, a big focus, or some might call it a big goal, without daily or weekly follow through is just wishful thinking. So ask yourself, what's one simple action I can commit to regularly that aligns with my focus? How can I make this feel natural and doable, not overwhelming? Here's a few habit shift examples based on some of our focus areas. If your focus is listing more products, your habit shift might be dedicate 30 minutes on Monday and Thursday to batch creating designs. If your focus is improving conversions, your habit shift might be checking shop analytics every Friday and analyzing the A/B test listing data. If your focus is increasing social media traffic, your habit shift might be post one piece of marketing content daily. No excuses. The key here, your habit shift should feel sustainable. Not a massive overhaul, not an all or nothing sprint, just a simple, repeatable action that keeps you moving forward. And when you put it all together, you have your monthly game plan. So let's connect the dots. You've got your one focus, the big, meaningful thing you're working toward in the coming month. You've got your supporting action, what makes that focus easier to execute by breaking it down into something smaller. And then you've got your habit shift, this small, repeatable action that helps keep you on track. Now, let's make this real for you, because again, you don't need another episode that just feels inspiring for a few minutes and then fades away. The real magic happens not just in thinking about this process, but in actually committing to it every single month. Because here's the thing, clarity is powerful, but action is what creates change. So before you move on with your day, I want you to actually lock this in as part of your business routine. Make this a non-negotiable ritual. Set a recurring date on your calendar, an hour or so at the end or beginning of each month. Consider this your CEO time, your chance to pause, reflect, and get intentional before diving into another month of action. And then follow the 4 steps that we just walked through. Celebrate your wins because progress deserves to be acknowledged. Identify roadblocks and adjust so you're always learning and always improving. Reset your space mentally, digitally, and physically because fresh energy fuels fresh results. And finally, set your priorities and game plan for the month ahead because success isn't about doing more, it's about doing aligned things consistently. Make this reset ritual yours. Light a candle, play your favorite playlist, grab your coffee, whatever makes this process feel like a powerful ritual, not just another task. Because no matter what last month threw at you, you are still here. You're still showing up, my friend. And that's the beauty of a new month. It's a fresh start, a clean slate, a chance to reset and move forward with intention. Because it's easy to get stuck in last month's energy, to dwell on what maybe didn't happen, and to let the setbacks define you. But listen, you are not last month's challenges. You are not last month's mistakes. You are not last month's slow sales, missed goals, or unexpected curveballs. If you commit to this process every month, here's what will happen over time. You'll start each month with clarity, not chaos. No more waking up on the first thinking, what should I even be focusing on? You'll already know. You'll catch yourself before bad habits repeat. Instead of feeling stuck in cycles of overwhelm or perfectionism, you'll make small, smart shifts that keep you moving forward. You'll make decisions faster and with more confidence. Less overthinking, less second guessing, more intentional action, because you'll have your focus. And most importantly, you'll actually feel in control of your business. Things don't always go as planned, but that doesn't mean you can't reset, refocus, and thrive anyway. So before you go, do me a favor. Save this episode, bookmark it or download it, make a note in your phone, because again, this isn't a one-time thing. This is your monthly reset ritual. Whenever you feel stuck, scattered, or overwhelmed, come back to this, listen again, walk through the process, recalibrate, reset, refocus. If you take one thing from this episode, let it be this. You don't need perfect conditions to make progress. You don't need more time, more talent, or a flawless strategy. You just need to keep showing up, doing the work, and trusting that the effort adds up. All right, that's all for now, my friends. If this episode helped you, take a screenshot, share it, tag me over on Instagram at @StudioMDesignsCo. Tell me your focus for the month, and I'd love to cheer you on. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Thrive Anyway podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. I'll be back in the next one with more tips, stories, and encouragement. Until then, keep showing up, keep taking action, and choose to thrive anyway.